four, three, two, one. And we're live, 87 Podcast live. November 13th. Good morning to all. It's been 4 days since the last episode, and you know, kind of want to touch a little bit on that, a little recap. It was a interesting conversation I had with Rachel, and you guys could probably go follow her. She has pretty crazy and I mean in a good way quotes, and very knowledgeable on a lot of books and a lot of motivation speakers and you know, beliefs and meditation and all that kind of stuff, which I do as well. Not to that level that she does, or I should say I don't do it to that level that she does, because that's a little, you need a lot of time for that. She was saying that, you know, she does it, you know, anywhere from 40 to an hour. The most I can, you know, put in is like 15 minutes, 20 minutes tops. If I do more than that, I will fall asleep. There's nothing wrong with that. I've done it before and I fall asleep, and it's great. You get a lot of things clear. You have questions. You can get a lot of things answered while you're meditating, and you fall asleep. And it's a weird thing. It's a weird experience. A lot of people don't believe on it. I was one of them. I did not believe on that. I was ignorant, to be honest. I was ignorant. I was like, I meditation, get the fuck out of here. But yeah, you know, I've been doing it for a couple of years now, and it's helped me a lot. But yeah, she does 30 to an hour. That's insane. My wife does 15 to 20, sometimes 30 minutes as well. And you know, this just, I can't do it because either I fall asleep or my mind just wanders off, and then and my mind is just spinning like a hamster wheel, and I can't focus. So 15 hard minutes, it's great for me. I think that's all I need for right now. But yeah, you know, a recap on that episode, man. It was interesting. A lot of good tips and a lot of good ideas. You know, I think about the plants, you know, how they evolve with time, and they know that, okay, these people are eating us, and let's make some, you know, toxic stuff to fuck with their inside. You know, it's possible, and I do believe it. You know, the story I told about the leaves somewhere in Africa, some leaves decide to change their flavor, and the giraffes stop eating them. It's a true story. People can, you know, you can Google it, and it's a true story. But yeah, man, I believe in that. I believe plants have that they have that possibility for them to do that. I believe they have that power to do that. I believe they can change flavors. I believe they can change shapes. I believe with time, it's like an evolution thing, you know. It takes time for them to get the idea, okay, these motherfuckers are eating us. Let's change our flavor. These animals are, you know, cruel fucking animals. Let's change our flavor. Let's, you know, let's hide. Let's, you know, pretend like we're not, you know, we don't look good, taste good. We don't, you know, whatever they want to do. Trees themselves. I told a story before about a tree in my town close to the cemetery. People have tried to chop it down, and they can't, you know. Whatever it is, whatever you want to believe, whether the tree is strong enough and thick enough that it cannot be done, or spiritual thing, or, you know, supernatural thing, whatever you want to believe. You know, you don't know, you know. I'm a firm believer of what you see in the world. It's not all what you see. It's not what all is there. I do believe there's other things on this planet that, you know, you cannot see, you cannot hear, you cannot touch. And there's very selective people that can do that. And I believe, you know, Rachel, back to her, I believe that she's in that mindset. She's at that level that she can see things and all that kind of stuff. But we could have gone for another hour or so. But I didn't want to drag it too much. You know, it will only, you know, the app will only let you record up to 16 minutes, and then you can continue to another 60, and then another 60. So I didn't want to keep doing that. I think, you know, almost 2 hours was good enough for most of the information that I wanted her to share. But looking back on it, you know, there's a lot of stuff that she could also share that I should ask at the time, but I didn't. But, you know, I can ask her to come back in and share more, and share the stuff that she forgot, or share the stuff that I forgot to, or ask her the things that I wanted to ask her that I forgot. But yeah, man, you know, the plans, you know, one thing I wanted to touch about, and I forgot to bring it up, the mushrooms thing. You know, I mentioned about the mushrooms. I believe the guy that I read this from, well, I actually heard on a podcast of all things, right, is Paul, I forgot his last name. I'm horrible with names. I gotta get better than that. He came out on Joe Rogan, and he was saying, you know, mushrooms, you know, some mushrooms that you see on the streets or whatever on the forest, if you eat them, they're poisonous. They'll fuck you up really bad, or they'll kill you within minutes. So that's why you gotta know which ones are the ones that are good for you to eat. Even dogs. If dogs eat a poison mushroom, there's nothing you can really do. You just gotta, they're gonna get sick and they're gonna die, which is a horrible death because they don't know what's going on. You know, dogs eat everything. They don't give a fuck. So they eat whatever they can. And, you know, you just gotta be careful. I have a dog, so I know. And I read into it. So, it's, you know, those mushrooms that grow on the sidewalk, on the grassy areas, they're not good for dogs. They're fucking terrible. They can really, really fuck them up, or they can, you know, get them to a point that you have to put them down. But he believed, you know, he believed that back in the Stone Age area, man, you know, one of the biggest things that man came across and they created was fire. And the second thing, it was language, right? And then tools and so on and so forth. But he believed that they were able to create fire and able to create language because they were eating mushrooms. And they went to this high of hallucinating things and, you know, just, you know, going deep into their brain. And they're like, oh, shit, let's communicate this way. And he also believed that that's how the Bible was created, by hallucinating drugs. I mean, hallucinating mushrooms. So it's a theory. So who knows if it's true or not? You know, no one was around that area. So, but it's interesting. You know, you gotta be careful with those fucking mushrooms. Yeah, that was one thing I should have touched based more on, but I didn't. I did not. So, but you know, there'll be another. I'm pretty sure it'll be another episode that I can have her in. But it was great. It was great having someone in the podcast. I know 22 episodes in. It was just me talking. It gets kind of boring sometimes, you know, 30, 40 minutes, just me yapping away. It was great having someone in. It was, you know, I'm definitely going to have more people in. I just got to find the time and schedule it perfectly. But yeah. Yeah, it was interesting. And thank you guys for the feedback on Instagram and you know, I really appreciate it. If you guys have any questions, anything, any, you know, negative or positive feedback, let me know, man. My feelings do not get hurt, so, you know. And then let's jump into some current events on the MMA world. And before I do that, I wanna touch on something that has been bothering me for a couple weeks now. It's a song. So, you know, it's Christmas, right? It's Christmas holidays. The Christmas fever's out, you know. And this radio station's played a lot of Christmas songs. And for some reason, this came across to my attention, actually, that Baby Is Cold Outside. It got banned from some radio stations. The song, Baby Is Cold Outside. It's a Christmas song. It got banned. It got banned because it supposedly sends a message of rape. Yeah, I'm just gonna stay quiet for 5 seconds. Yeah. I'm from the era, like the 90s. I was raised in the 90s and the early 2000s. And I've seen, you know, a lot of change with the internet. When the internet came in, a lot of change. Like, you know, people are too sensitive now, man. Like, you know, Jesus Christ, man. I don't want to go on a rant, but come on. Baby Is Cold Outside. How can that be a message for rape? Get the fuck out of here with that shit. Jesus Christ. It's a Christmas song. What's wrong with that? And plus, mind all that, it's a song. It's just a song about a guy telling a girl, baby, it's cold outside. Just stay in with me. Yeah, I have a drinks. I have the fires on. It's roaring. Look at the fire. It's cold outside. And the girl's like, no, my dad's going to be pacing. My mom's going to be anxious. Baby, it's cold outside. That's what guys do. Guys do that shit. Guys try to convince the girls to stay in. If a girl comes into your fucking house or apartment or wherever the fuck you live, you're going to, you know, hey, baby, it's cold outside. You know, you should stay in. Come on, let's have some drinks. It's fucking normal. That's what humans do. That's what males do. What is wrong with it? But then again, you listen to other radio stations and they got, you know, it's hot in here from Nelly or hit him up from Tupac. Literally, it starts, I fuck you, bitch, you fat motherfucker. You know, isn't that considered rapist too? That's worse, right? But, you know, people have so much time in their, they have so much time in their hands. They want to go around and change the world the stupid way, right? They want to go around and change people's perspective on the song. Baby Is Cold Outside, and they want to ban it. And it's been banned from some radio stations, some cities. And it's become, like, so stupid. The topic has become so stupid. I'm bringing it up because I see it as the world is changing, but not for the good. Not for the good, just for the worse. I have a year-old daughter. Now, I was raised with morals, right? What's good, what's bad. Now, the playing field has changed. I gotta teach her what's really good and what's really bad. Like, there's no in-between anymore. Let me explain what I mean with that. There's no more in-between. What I mean, there's no in-between is like, it's questionable. It's almost intention, right? Like, oh, I don't know. Maybe he's right. Maybe he's wrong. But no, there's no more of that. Either he's good or he's really bad. You know, she's my no, I have a daughter, right? So she's obviously she's a fucking girl. When she's in her teens, or in her early 20s, 21 or 22, when she's ready to go out to a bar, you know, how is it gonna? No, I. How an interaction between a girl and a boy is gonna be, you know, by the time she's 21, 22, when she's allowed to go, when she's legal enough to go to a bar. Either that or she gets a fake ID. But let's just pretend that she knows right? We raise her right. She does the right thing. She goes to a bar when she's 21. A guy comes in, or a girl, you don't know these days, comes, hey, you want to have a drink? Oh, no. Oh, no, he's trying to rape me. He's trying to take advantage of me. He conducted himself in a not a good way. I'm going to report him. Come on, man. You got, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I might get shit for this, but I don't care. That's just my belief. You know, my friends and I, you know, we go to a club, we go, you know, you go and dance and you do, you know, you, hey girl, what's up? And, you know, you want to hit it off and you do what you can, but not crossing the line. But now that line has been pushed way back. So you don't know when you're crossing the line. That's my point. You don't know. You think that you're being innocent and doing something so, this is appropriate. No, it's not appropriate. Then they're going to turn around, put it on Twitter and fucking destroy your life. Destroy it. And it goes for both ways. Don't get me wrong. It's not just for girls. It goes, men do the same thing. All of a sudden, men are like, oh my God. She hit me. She took advantage of me. Shut the fuck up. Shut up. Recently, it was a high school teacher. A high school teacher, right? And I guess she was messing around with a student, and she got caught. Now you'd think that the student was the one who said something? No, it was the parents of the guy. And I'm pretty sure it was more the mom than the dad. You know, I don't know how old the kid was. Maybe he was 18. Because I don't even know if he was a high school or college. But the poor teacher got fired. It's like, come on. So that's what I'm trying to say is, you know, the line has been pushed back. So I got my job now is for to teach my daughter what is, you know, what is not okay behavior and what is okay behavior. I gotta teach her that. I gotta make sure her mother and I, we gotta teach her, okay, don't blow things out of proportion and destroy someone's life. Don't do that. You know, again, I'm bad with names. There was a radio show somewhere, I think in the East Coast, and back in the early 2000s, this, you know, radio host, pretty famous, so I can't believe I don't know his name. He was hugging I think an internship or a female, I don't know. A female that worked in the radio show. An intern, pretty sure it was an intern. Hugged her and accidentally hugged her and touched her butt. Like, you know, I guess he hugged her too long on her back. And when he, you know, let go, accidentally hit, not, like kind of, you know, just glazed on it, like, you know, like a little bit. When you clean your pants, like just go like that. And the guy told him, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to do that." And the girl was like, no problem." And then you know, for like a couple of days, like, "I'm sorry, I don't want you to think anything of it. I'm sorry, I apologize, and blah blah. I have a girlfriend, so I don't want." I'm sorry. No, it's okay. It's okay. Okay. So time passed. And this whole thing with the, you know, Me Too movement, the hashtag Me Too, she brought it up. She brought it up on Twitter. Oh, yeah, he touched me inappropriately. Guess what happened to this guy? Destroy his career. The radio show he had for years got canceled. He got banned from the fucking radio business. Destroyed. Fucking gone now. Now, do you think that's fair? Do you think that's fair? Let me stay quiet for 5 seconds. Exactly. It's not fair. Another one. And this just happened a couple weeks back. There was an incident in a hotel in Las Vegas, and I was a football player, and he and his friends and some teammates, I guess, or one of his close friends, brought some girls back to the hotel, and they were going to go into the room, and then one of the girls was like, "No, I don't want to do that." He was like, "All right, well, you know, okay, bye." And she was trying to be a cock block for one of her friends. But obviously her friend wanted to go into the room because you know what they're going to do. Come on. And the guy and the girl was like, "No, come on, don't go in there." And the guy was like, "Dude, if you don't want to come in and have a good time with us, then leave. You don't got to be here." And the girl started acting dumb, started acting stupid and calling him the N-word and calling him this and calling him that. So, of course, you know, he got mad. He got called the N-word. A black man got called the N-word by a white woman. And he got mad. He, you know, and her friend and his friends tried to separate him. Like, don't, like, you know, he yelled at her in her face, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they were going back and forth arguing. And she attacked him. I think he tried to smack him or something. And all he did, he pushed his friend, but with that, it was like a domino effect. It pushes his friend, and then his friend pushes her. She landed on the floor, and that was it, right? That was the whole thing. And then he passed by, and he just kind of shoved her a little bit with his foot, like, "Get out of here," you know what I mean? And the video got linked. I think she posted or whatever, or someone got hold of it and posted it. He's banned. He's banned from his team. He's banned from the NFL. You know, great athlete, great football player. He got banned. He can't play no more. He got cut from his team. There you go. 5 seconds again. Do you think that's fair? Where is she? She got, you know, she was... She caused it, right, in a sense, because she was being racist. You know, I mean, yeah. I'm just, that's what I'm talking about. The line has been pushed back, way back. And it's just, people are too sensitive. People are too... You know, this whole, I don't know what's going on with the internet, with social media, with Twitter, with this, with that. The whole Kevin Hart thing. Jesus Christ, man. Really? You know, he got the chance to host the Oscars. The Oscars. You know, it's not, they're dying. The ratings for the Oscars are dying. But, you know, it's a very huge thing to host it. You know, either to host it or to be nominated on it. I don't think Kevin has ever been nominated, even though he has 2,000 movies on it, under him. I'm a fan of Kevin Hart. His movies are not that great, though. They're always the same repetitive thing. But you know what? Me criticizing it does not make him any less money. So power to him. But he got the chance to host it. He tweeted it and posted it on Instagram. Like, "Oh, I'm gonna, it's very important for me, and you know, this is a great step for my career, blah 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 blah." Well, some asshole who had all the time on the world got the nerve to scroll down on his Twitter page. Do you know how far down you gotta scroll to scroll all the way down? You know how much time you have to do that? He had to go all the way down to 2009 or 8. Where, it's 10 years later. 10 years later. Do you know how much time this motherfucker had to do this? Some tweets that he sent back in, you know, 10, 11 years ago about some, you know, some gay jokes, which he apologized for. And the Academy, I guess, asked him, like, hey, you know, this brought to our attention. I think you should go in and you should go in public and apologize. He was like, no, I'm not going to apologize. I already did. I already apologized, you know. I think, you know, I apologized weeks after, or months, whatever it was. And they were like, well, yeah, but, you know, it's looking bad right now. Can you just, you know, apologize and you should be good? He was like, listen, I'm not going to apologize. I already did. It's unfortunate that people are wasting their time on looking for old tweets. So I'm just going to step down. So this person got the objective done, right? This person got Kevin Hart resigned his opportunity to host the Oscars. You know, oh my God, man. Yeah, man. That's why sometimes I think social media is the devil. You can put whatever you want, thinking that it's okay. 20 years later, 10 years later, it becomes taboo, and they find it. Oh, look, this person said this like 20 plus years. Get the fuck out of here. How about you go to the gym instead of being in front of the computer or being on your fucking phone? How about you put it down and read a book? How about you do something with your life? But hey, but that's the world we live in right now. And that's my point. I can go for hours with this and I haven't even touched any updates on MMA. I'll probably do that in the next episode. Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Anyways, great having a guest on the podcast. Most definitely going to have more people on it. I think it was a beautiful message. Meditation is very important for your peace of mind, for answers that, you know, you might have doubts on. I think she touched really, really, really important, very key points on you're the answer. You know, basically that's what she was trying to say. Like, you're the answer of your own questions. You can find them. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Hopefully you guys can look back on it and be like, damn, this is, you know. Most definitely have another person on. I don't know when, so just, you know, I'll post it when I can. And hopefully you guys enjoyed the message as well. Other than that, this is 87 Podcast. We're out.